The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Dave in Chicago on Ireland's recognition of the state of Palestine says, as an Irish man in America, I'm very proud of what they have done today. Bravo. John in Cork says, as much as I think October 7th was horrendous and the carpet bombing of civilians equally so, Simon Harris will cost us loads of jobs as America is overwhelmingly pro-Israel. I think this is a wonderful symbolic gesture by Ireland, says somebody else, of our solidarity with Palestine. The audacity of your American guest earlier to point to Hamas holding hostages when Israel repeatedly arrests children and take Palestinian hostages and have done for years. That guest earlier was Mick Mulvaney, former chief of staff in Donald Trump's White House. So with me now to continue this discussion is Richard Boyd Barrett, a People for Profit TD. Richard, you're welcome to the show. Did you welcome this news from government this morning?
Of course, the people of this country have long recognised Palestine, and the government has finally caught up. Because there have been months of public protest and outrage at what Israel is committing in Gaza, which is genocide, a massacre. And of course, people have been campaigning for this for years because Israel systematically denies Palestinian self-determination, occupies Palestinian land, ethnically cleanses Palestinians, imposes a system of apartheid on them. So, of course, we should recognise the state of Palestine. But the question is it going to be anything more than symbolic? Is it going to be accompanied with meaningful sanctions that will help deter this rogue regime that is committing genocide in Gaza from continuing this horrific massacre and, indeed, imposing the sort of regime of boycott and sanction that it was imposed on apartheid South Africa? Because a regime that's built on apartheid and ethnic cleansing and that is capable of genocide, frankly, has no place in the civilised world.
So for the state to put, or the government rather, to put its money where its mouth is, sanctions have to follow this recognition?
To my mind, I mean, look, there's more than 140 countries in the world have recognised the state of Palestine. It hasn't stopped Israel committing this genocidal massacre. It hasn't stopped them occupying Palestinian territory, the siege of Gaza, ethnic cleansing. So, yes, it's welcome, belated, and it was the government were pressured into it because of huge public protests. But it has to now be accompanied by meaningful sanctions. Because Israel, it's clear, if anybody was in any doubt, Israel is capable of any level of atrocity, and the United States, tragically, as one listener is alluding to, is willing to condone, support Israel, despite the level of atrocity, even genocide, that it commits. So the world needs to wake up that, you know, this regime is a rogue regime, and it needs to be that apartheid, occupation, colonial, brutal regime needs to be dismantled so that we can have genuine peace and equality between Muslim people, Jewish people, Christian people, people of no religion in a free Palestine.
Adam Bolton is with us about the political commentator who responded to the news today on Twitter or X with the simple two-word assessment, terrorism works. Adam, I take it you would have a differing view to Richard. Why?
Well, I was making an observation. I wasn't taking sides. But the truth is that this particular sequence of political events was sparked by the terror attacks on Israel by Hamas, which took place on October the 7th. And that conflict is as yet unresolved. And the decision of the Irish government, the Spanish government, the Danish government to recognise a Spanish entity is recognised as a recognised Palestinian entity is taking sides, as we've just heard from your previous speaker. He thinks Israel should be dismantled. Which is a fairly extraordinary position to hold. The position of the United States and the United Kingdom and hitherto of the European Union has been a two-state solution should be the goal. And there has been general agreement that once there is a Palestinian entity which accepts the right of Israel to exist, that entity would be recognized. What we've got is a jumping of the gun for political and emotional reasons by the Irish government and others, which breaks with the Western consensus towards the Middle East and which will only encourage Hamas to go on fighting.
Now, for what it's worth, the Irish government are not at it with Richard Boyd Barrett and the dismantling of the state of Israel. What they've recognised at 1967 borders, so this is before Israel would have taken over parts of the West Bank or invaded East Jerusalem.
This is no, hang on, wait a minute. This is counter to the Oslo Accords. The Oslo Accords had a process whereby you would move towards recognition of both states as the mutual recognition continued. And what we're now seeing is the recognition of an entity which, frankly, is at the present moment not democratic, does not recognize the right of Israel to exist, does not recognize the rights of women or gays or numbers of other groups, and which doesn't even have a proper political constitution. So it just seems utterly absurd and gesture politics to go ahead with this recognition at this time.
Richard, it is a fact of the matter. Now, the government would say we're not recognising Hamas or the Palestinian Authority. We're recognising the state, which is a different thing from recognising kind of a governing authority. But just to put this point to Richard, Hamas are welcoming this news and they are celebrating it. So does that give succour to the argument that, you know, that you are playing their game?
When Adam said terrorism works, I thought he was referring to Israel. Because the terrorist in this...
Oh, very funny, hilarious.
Oh, no, I'm being deadly serious, Adam.
That's such a trivial attitude to take. Whatever Israel is
doing, I'm being deadly serious.
A sovereign state and a sovereign military.
Yeah,
Sure,
Adam.
That is just a debating point, and you should be ashamed.
Yeah, well, I lived there, Adam. I lived there in 1987, 1988, in Israel or Palestine, whichever you want to call it. There was no Hamas there. But what there was
did you live in Israel or Palestine? Because actually, you know, they exist in territorial terms. If you want to say you lived in one or the other, but you don't know which it is, it just shows how confused and sentimental.
No, it doesn't. I lived there and worked in the desert in the Negev. But as I often say, I went to Israel and came back from Palestine because I realized when I got there that the regime that Israel is based on is apartheid. It is a cruel and brutal occupation that has systematically stolen land from the Palestinians, denied them the most basic rights, used the most brutal violence when Palestinians come out and peacefully protest. And when I was there, there was no Hamas. Hamas was born of the fact that Israel brutally suppressed the First Intifada, and then when the Oslo Peace Accord was signed, Israel effectively tore up that agreement illegal...
My point is quite simple. First of all, some of the assertions you're making about the state of Israel can be questioned. For example, it's democratic, 25% of its population is Arab, it has Arab MPs, which certainly doesn't exist in either of the Palestinian entities, Gaza, or the West Bank. So, you know, let's just get it right factually. But then my point is, at this moment, to take sides, which you are so clearly doing, saying, oh, I went to Israel, I came back from Palestine, you are basically saying, which is a legitimate political position, that you support Palestine and you're not necessarily in favour of the maintenance of the state of Israel. That's perfectly acceptable. I just think, diplomatically, for the Irish government, not you, take that position is a mistake, and it puts the breach in the sincere efforts of the EU and the West, and Spain and Denmark have done this to try and come and
but Adam,
that moves towards a two-state solution. That's all I'm saying. I'm not taking sides.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that point. And the Oslo Accords you mentioned, I mean, they were signed in 1993. There'll be people listening that think they've gotten us nowhere. The idea that kind of we shouldn't do anything in contravention of them would suggest that there's some progress been made under the Oslo Accords.
No, hang on. Bill Frinton said about the Oslo Accords that they were destroyed because Yasser Arafat walked away from them. And the reason why Arafat walked away from them, having earlier been committed to them, was because he was afraid of what other Palestinians would do to him if he accepted Israel as a state.
I'm saying that the Western community
accepts that there needs to be moved towards a two-state solution. This diplomatic gesture by Ireland and others does not make that any more likely.
Richard, Dana Elric, the Israeli ambassador to Ireland, was on with Pat Kenny earlier, and the point she made is that this recognition won't do a single thing for any Palestinian today. She's right, is she?
But look, the point is...
She's very concerned about the Palestinians.
Look, in and of itself, it won't. It won't. But what you see, Adam is not recognising, and those who are criticising this move, or indeed those of us who are speaking up for Palestine, is we are now talking about a state that the International Court of Justice has in the dock, rightly, for the worst crime human beings can commit, genocide. It is also one that is in the dock for apartheid, for ethnic cleansing, not just in the last 7 months, but for decades. Decades. Every single human rights organisation worth its salt.
Now, in the dock isn't guilty.
But how is it all of these organisations have said time and time again they are guilty of these crimes?
Adam?
Yet again, you're hearing an impartial, a biased representation of the facts. The International Criminal Court is also pursuing genocide against Palestinian individuals. So that argument doesn't stand, does it?
The International Criminal Court isn't actually pursuing genocide again. It's what it's pursuing, just to be factual. It's issued arrest warrants, and in January, Hamas, and I'm not a spokesperson for them, said they were willing to face the ICC and put their case. Israel, on the other hand, refuses to accept the jurisdiction
of the ICC. I doubt the leadership
of
Hamas are going to present themselves now for arrest on foot of those warrants.
But let's just be clear. Israel and the United States refuse even to accept the jurisdiction of the ICC. The United States, incredibly, is threatening sanctions against the International Criminal Court for even contemplating arresting Netanyahu when, in front of the eyes of the world, Netanyahu, whose government has committed the most vile atrocities.
Well, we spoke to Mick Mulvaney a little bit earlier on the show, Donald Trump's chief of staff, about this. He was not giving it a warm welcome, fair to say. Steve Wall of The Stunning, the actor, the broadcaster as well, he's going to be with me before 7 o'clock, a long-time campaigner on this issue. Listen, before I let you go, Adam, just a very quick question, because I'm looking at Rishi Sunak here on my television screen live in Downing Street. So the 4th of July, general election.
Yeah, there's going to be a general election here on the 4th of July. This has come as a surprise. Rishi Sunak continues to be massively behind in opinion polls. It would be a major shock if the Conservatives were to win the election, but it's possible. We shall have to see what happens. Parliament's going to sit next week when it was due to be in recess. It will rise on the 30th, and the vote will be on July the 4th.
I'm sure we will speak several times between now and then. Adam, thank you for your time. Adam Bolton, political commentator, Richard Boyd Barrett, People Before Profit, TD.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.